Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tanisha. How may I help you?
Hi, Tanisha. Tanisha, my name is Jacqueline. I had purchased, I was online. They said I had won a free vacuum. I did the survey. I paid for the shipping and handling. And this was about a month ago, and I still haven't received it.
Okay. Give me one moment, and we can check the system and see if we have an account for you. May I have your zip code, please?
02151.
All right. Give me one moment. Okay. You said that first name was Jacqueline. What's that last name?
Rose Runner.
Okay, you did say that zip code was 02151.
Yes, it is. Press secretary did say, no matter who owns or runs who, President Biden has concerns about the power of large social media platforms, including Twitter and others, to spread misinformation, disinformation. The need. Okay, how long ago did you place this order? I will say back in March. Jeff Bezos, the Amazon founder and boss of Washington Post in 2013, tweeted after someone on Twitter raised questions about Musk's Tesla company and its connection to China. Interesting question. Did the Chinese government... And it wouldn't be present any, under any other name? Nope, it would be under my name. I wouldn't use any other name.
Okay. Can I get you to spell that last name for me?
GROSVENOR.
Okay, that was GROSVENOR.
Yes.
No, ma'am, I'm not pulling up an account for you in our system.
You definitely charged and I got a confirmation.
Okay, you have a confirmation number?
Let me see if I can find that email. Okay, search all the way from there. It said, I remember the company, it said GR something, GR Group. Oh, my Lord. I would have to check on my card because I know it was definitely charged on my card.
And do you remember the name of the product that was ordered?
Yeah, it was a Dyson vacuum, stand-up vacuum.
Okay, we don't do vacuums. Our customer service supports online merchants that sells like Bite Hubs, which is like a meal app, and health products and meal enhancement products and CBD products.
Yeah, this is from, well, how did I get this number that you, from you guys' number that's trying to sell me that same vacuum? That same vacuum. And that's how I got this 1-800 number.
Okay, spell that first name for me. Let me do a first and last name search.
Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E.
Okay, that was JACQUELINE.
Yes, it is.
No, ma'am, I'm not pulling you up in the system at all. So this could possibly be the wrong customer service number for them.
Well, that's the one that they was doing, and they took my money, my $8.07 for the postage, after I took all that time to complete the survey.
Now, the last way I can search is by the credit card that was used at that time. I can do the first 6 and last 4 to see if it will pull up an account at all. If it doesn't pull up an account that way, and that is the most accurate way for us to pull up an account, then it could be a possibility that this is the wrong customer service number for them.
Oh, okay, here it is. That was yesterday. Confirmation on receipt ID. All right, so that was a shell. That's the same one. So check this confirmation. That was yesterday. 7231320634.
Okay, that was the confirmation number that was given.
Yeah.
7231320634. Yep. No, ma'am, that didn't pull up anything as well.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. Okay, congratulations. You have a 3-2 shed reward opening. That's bullcrap. It was 3 days ago. Hold on. Let me see. If we can charge my card. This one. All right, so. Okay, I just don't see it. I'm trying to look up all these homeless boys after this. Oh, what's your name? Oh. Oh, my I'm on the phone. Who cares? All right, I'm going to have to find which card I put it on.
Okay.
I didn't see it. All right, we'll save this number and call back and find out.
All righty. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support, and you do have a good one.
All right. What was it?